Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
LFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Authorities early this morning have confirmed two more deaths from Northern California's wildfires, bringing the total now to 23. This as officials continue to search for those reported missing.
In some areas, entire neighborhoods have already been destroyed. Residents say the fires moved so fast, they only had moments to escape.
I didn't grab anything, really. You know, like a laptop right sitting there and stuff that's easy to grab, and I just took off. Seconds could have made difference between life and death, so there was no waiting.
Authorities are begging residents that haven't already left to do so before it becomes necessary. In Santa Rosa, California, I'm Omar Jimenez.
There are now two women and three African Americans in the race for governor of Maryland. The latest adder, Democrat Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, a policy consultant who is married to Congressman Elijah Cummings. Those in the growing Democratic field each want the chance to challenge Maryland's popular Republican Governor Larry Hogan next year. There will be no sanctuary cities in Virginia if he's elected governor, says Republican Ed Gillespie. Speaking on Fox News, Gillespie said,
"We're a welcoming Commonwealth here, but the fact is, when someone commits a violent crime, murder or other violent crime, and they're here illegally, we need to cooperate with federal authorities and comply with the federal immigration laws, and those people need to be deported."
Gillespie criticized Democrat Ralph Northam, who he says has voted against a ban on sanctuary cities. It's a question that no doubt gets asked many times a day in D.C. Should we take Metro or Uber? Well, a new study from the D.C. CFO's office looks to put some data behind that decision.
"The biggest question is the time of day," says D.C. CFO analyst Ginger Mord. "If it's during rush hour..."
"Metro's really great when there's no delays. It's a really efficient way to get downtown."
"But during nights and weekends when the wait between trains gets longer, Uber starts showing its strengths."
"Uber can be really efficient when you're taking a trip within D.C. and have to do a transfer, which adds to your wait time."
"But if money's the most important thing, the decision becomes much easier, thanks to Uber's fluctuating prices."
"You can often have a $10 trip, when with Metro, your trip might be $2 or $3.
They have an interactive graph where you can compare trips. Check it out on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, not yet, really, but the National Park Service today starts taking sign-ups for a Washington Christmas tradition.
Today is the day you can sign up for the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony Lottery. It opens at 10 a.m. for the November 30th event at President's Park. Tickets are limited, and you'll know if you get them via an email on the 30th of this month. The ceremony will also be televised on the Hallmark Channel December 4th, and among the performers this year, Mannheim Steamroller and the U.S. Navy Band. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
She served in the Maryland House of Delegates for 5 years before running for governor in 2014. Now, Heather Mazier has a new project. A podcast.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of Ms. Maryland Soul Force Politics.
Heather Mazier's podcast is part of her Ms. Maryland Soul Force Politics nonprofit, which aims to educate people about effective civic engagement.
We have way too much division.
She says people have lost the ability to come to a dialogue with an understanding that a difference of opinion is okay. She hopes the podcast teaches people to
start from a place of understanding that we're actually connected.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,873, the NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports, it all comes down to a decisive Game 5 tonight at Nationals Park as the Nats and Cubs battle it out in their NL Division Series. The Yankees beat the Indians to win their AL Series. NHL, the Caps lose. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Join the conversation live with Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at WMAL Spree Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL Spree Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000. Expand your outdoor living space with Long Pavers. Visit longfence.com today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Unfortunately, a couple major problems in Virginia still being diverted off of southbound 95 in the Stafford area. Tractor-trailer accident, fuel spill cleanup continues. Now, if you're heading southbound, the incident's close to Centerport Parkway, but you're being taken off the interstate at 630 Courthouse Road using the alternate Route 1 to go southbound and toward Fredericksburg. You can rejoin on 295 at Centerport Parkway. For the northbound side, your travel lanes are open. Now, crews at the scene say they hope within this hour to get some traffic moving there, so keep a close watch on that for you, as we've been doing. DC, 295 southbound, just jammed here. Watch as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway for this early heavy delay. This extends to the exit for the inbound 11th Street Bridge due to crash cleanup. Heading in toward the Chain Bridge, or if you're heading Canal Road, Georgetown area, out of Arlington, you cannot use North Glebe Road still. There's a tree down between Military Road and the Chain Bridge, and they have that blocked off until they can get some lanes open. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home for free and free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline at 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically. And temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Burke, 64 in Silver Spring, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. At least 23 are dead, 285 missing as the California wine country fires continue to burn. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. It's Thursday morning. A little rainy this morning. Joining us at 7:35 from the Heritage Foundation is Steve Moore. We'll discuss the president's proposed tax plan with him. And at 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. We'll get his take on North Korea, Iran, and world events. And at 8:35, author Jeffrey Lord is with us to discuss the president's tax plan. He was at the rally yesterday. I wonder what that was like. And he even got a shout out from the president. Kind of nice. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
Well, good morning. The president, of course, having that rally yesterday, as you said, and to talk about taxes, his tax reform program, what he wants people to know as his tax cut program. So let's get into a little bit of what he discussed yesterday in Pennsylvania yesterday afternoon and what he was trying to pitch here. This is the president of the United States saying it's time to take care of the country.
It is time to take care of our country, to rebuild our communities, and to protect our great workers. It's about time.
Yeah, and he gets into some of the specifics of this tax plan, including getting that corporate rate down to 20% from 35, doubling the standard deduction. And then he got into something interesting here. You remember the brackets are going to shrink from 7 to 3, or in the president's words yesterday, 8 to 4. Because when he talks about the brackets, he also talks about people who pay zero federal income tax, right? How many years have we been talking about half the country pays no federal income tax because they fall well enough below the threshold that in the end they get all that money back in a refund. They end up paying zero federal income tax. That the number of people who are going to pay zero will grow under the president's plan. Listen to this. Here's the president of the United States saying the zero bracket is about to get bigger.
Under our framework, we make the zero bracket bigger and get rid of the 10% bracket, and we're reducing the 15% rate down to 12%.
Okay, and then the president also, let's explore that zero bracket a little bit more. The president goes on, Hannity last night on the Fox News channel, sits down with him for an interview in front of that very same audience that he gives this speech in front of, it looks like, and has more of a conversation about what's inside and how that zero tax bracket works.
We look at it because we have a zero bracket, because a lot of people pay zero. So we really have four, and they had eight. So it's really eight down to four. We're cutting it in half. And a lot are taxed below the $12,000 mark and $24,000 mark for a family. They're taxed at zero. After that, it goes to 12% from 15%. And, you know, the Democrats told a very terrible fib. They said that they read the brackets so that the brackets were inverted. And if you read it that way, but that's not the way it goes. And we've been praised for the amount of money, the middle class. This is really what I'm looking for the middle class. I call it the working people. And the working people are going to get a massive tax break. And corporations and companies and small companies are going to get large scale tax relief. And they'll be able to compete with anybody in the world.
Okay, so I want to explore this zero tax bracket thing for a second. Because as conservatives begin to assess this tax plan and figure out whether or not they want to get in and get on behind it, they have a lot of questions. One of them is, will I pay less next year than I did last year? The other is, you know, let's go back. How many years have we been talking about everyone needs to have a little skin in the game, right? Many conservatives have long argued for a flat tax. Just charge everybody 10% or 15% or whatever. And no matter how much income you make, everyone has a stake in funding the very federal government that we all elect. So we're not moving closer to that. We're actually growing the zero tax bracket. We're growing the number of people in the United States who will have no federal income tax bill at the end of the year. Is that a good thing? I'm not sure it is. I'm not sure growing the zero tax base is a good approach to the country. Of course, tax cuts are good wherever you can get them. I'm for that. But if you remove more people from actually paying for the very federal government that we're all supposed to elect, they don't have any skin in the game. What do they care how the federal government spends their money if you're not actually sending money to the federal government, right?
No, I agree. I have said all along, everyone should pay something. Everybody will then pay attention to what the government spends. Right now, you have a lot of people who don't pay attention to what the government spends. I also fear expanding the number of people who don't pay taxes. When you turn around, it's a great thing. Woohoo, we're not paying. We're getting money. And some of them even get money back for taxes they don't pay. Woohoo. When you try to take that away from them, they howl and scream the loudest because it's not fair. We're poor. Why don't the rich people pay? You're expanding the number of people now who are going to scream that the rich should pay more. The rich should pay more. When you do tax cuts, the people who are paying the majority of the taxes are probably going to see the majority of the cuts. Right now, that's not the lower income in this country. We're close to, what is it, some 47% that don't pay or get money back. Why would we expand that? I don't understand.
So that's an interesting question mark on the president's tax plan. The other is what we saw Rand Paul tweet like a week ago, that he expects that the middle class in some cases is going to see a tax hike. And the reason for that, think about this, if you're already assuming the brackets are anywhere near the same as what they are now. If you're saying in the 25% tax bracket and they collapse these brackets down to, you know, simplified, but you're still in the 25% tax bracket, you make the same amount as you did last year, but now the president's tax plan is to get rid of all of these deductions except for the mortgage deduction and the charitable deduction, what that means is you have fewer deductions to take. What that means is your tax bill will be higher. Especially if you're upper middle class, presumably. You might pay more under President Trump's plan. I am on the lookout on this one big time. I want to be vigilant to what this tax plan actually does for Americans. We're going to get an assist this morning by talking to Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation at 7:35. I want to ask him these very same questions. Let me go to Alan Sterling, who's calling in now, though. Alan, good morning. What do you think of all of this?
Good morning. I think it's kind of funny that if you research the history of income tax, it was originally designed to be a kickback for getting a cushy government job during the Reconstruction period. And the fact is that there is no liability requirement for all Americans to pay income tax. And so, like, you might want to watch America, Freedom to Fascism, and educate yourself on income tax in America.
Tell me, can you be a little more specific? Relate that to people who are paying zero in income tax. How does that fit in the
Everybody, area? We're all supposed to pay zero in income tax. Only federal government employees are supposed to pay income tax. If you read the Internal Revenue Code book, the word income is not even defined in it. The Supreme Court has even defined the word income. Okay, and it was in the Corporation Excise Tax of 1909 that they defined the word income. And the fact is that it refers to a profit from corporate activity. And the average person going to work each day isn't a corporation. And if you had to give up your 8 hours of labor, that was a fair trade. There was no profit on that. You can't get your time back.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. Appreciate diving us through some history there. Also, I want to mention Jeff Lord. He was at this event last night, and Trump called him out.
Hi, Jeffrey. Seems the great Jeffrey Lord. He was one of my few sources of truth.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Lord joins us at 8:35 this morning. Just wanted to give you a little tease there. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, now northbound Interstate 95. As you try to get up into Woodbridge, the crash as you approach and pass 123 right in the center of the roadway. So the volume that we had through Dale City, our normal delays passing the Potomac Mills sign, escalating again to try to get by the crash near the Occoquan. Southbound 95, in case you didn't hear me talk about it, for several hours now, crews dealing with a tractor-trailer incident and a fuel spill. All traffic being diverted southbound 95 onto Courthouse Road. That's Route 630, Courthouse Road. And you'll take that to Route 1 as your alternate. Route 1 south and toward the Fredericksburg area. You can rejoin on at Centerport Parkway. Northbound through that area in Stafford, your travel lanes are open. Boy, it's been a busy morning. We'll take you into D.C. 295 southbound, still dealing with the crash at the exit to the 11th Street Bridge. And I'm looking at delays right as you merge off the 50 and the BW Parkway. So look for that. On Route 4, if you're trying to eventually get up toward Upper Marlboro, a crash on Route 4 before you get into Bristol before 258 under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, today you're going to have rain showers this morning and then overcast skies during the afternoon hours with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, overcast with rain showers at times, a low near 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early, a few showers developing later in the day, a high of 68. Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Let's find out where in the world is Harvey Weinstein. Well, apparently he is not going to rehab in Europe, as previously reported by TMZ. According to TMZ, he is now going to rehab in Arizona. So all the Roman Polanski jokes can stop now because he's
for now.
Right. All right. So a couple things have happened. You know, everyone's coming out and jumping, falling all over themselves to say, oh, this is a terrible, horrible thing. I can't believe this is going. It's like everybody has to do the mea culpa in Hollywood. Well, Ben Affleck wound up doing a very interesting mea culpa yesterday. He tweeted out, I acted inappropriately towards Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize. He's talking about Hillary Burton. He was accused of groping her on Tuesday. He was accused of groping her. He didn't grope her on Tuesday. He was accused of groping her on Tuesday. Because on Tuesday, Ben Affleck writes that the news about the man who helped create his career, quote, made me sick, and that we must, quote, condemn, this type of behavior when we see it.
Well, then a fan accused him of similar behavior and said Affleck also grabbed Hillary Burton's breasts on TRL once. Everyone forgot, though. Well, Hillary Burton sees the tweet and she says, I didn't forget.
Wow.
Her husband is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and he played the father of Ben Affleck's character in Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. The fan wrote back, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It's infuriating that people never bring up all the gross, predatory things that he's done. And then Burton tweeted back, thanking the fan for speaking up and said, I was a kid. So Ben Affleck tweeted out, that's when he tweeted out and said, I acted inappropriately toward Miss Burton and I sincerely apologize. So interesting that on the heels of him speaking out and condemning Weinstein, this comes out and says, oh yeah, well, remember that time when you grabbed that girl on Total Request Live on TRL Live?
Yeah.
Actress Rose McGowan has also come out and blasted Ben Affleck, calling him a liar and claiming that he knew of Weinstein's behavior. He remains silent. She tweeted out, I told him to stop doing that. I told him to stop doing that in big capital letters. You said that to my face. The press conference I was made to go to after the assault, you lie.
Why do I get the feeling that there are a million settlements being paid in Hollywood right now?
Yeah.
Like everyone's trying to settle up. Like, oh, crap. This is stuff that I've done. I need to get this cleared out of the way. So, I mean, all of a sudden, this is coming back to bite everyone in Hollywood. And I imagine, like, if you're, like, you know, somebody who doesn't live in Hollywood, somebody who's, you know, used to hearing more lectures from an Academy Awards show than you get at church each Sunday, then, you know, this is kind of like, well, finally, there's a correction happening here. Like, where Hollywood's being held to account. The goal here would be that it continues, that all of Hollywood is sort of exposed, the soft underbelly of Hollywood is exposed and revealed rather than sort of memory hold.
And also Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother, was called out by Rose McGowan as well. He has been accused of sexual assault. And on Twitter, she wrote, Ben Affleck, Casey Affleck, how's your morning, boys? Casey made headlines earlier this year after reports surfaced that two women had filed lawsuits against him for sexual assault. So this goes to your point, Vince. They claim they were assaulted on the set of the 2009 film I'm Still Here, and both suits were settled out of court. So there you go. Lots of settlements apparently being paid out here. So Harvey Weinstein was caught by TMZ in front of his daughter's home in LA just around 3 o'clock yesterday. Now, in this video, he's leaving his daughter Remy's home. This is the same place that, according to TMZ, police responded earlier on Wednesday when she called 911 and said her father was suicidal and depressed. So now he's in the street, and our wonderful producer, Heather Hunter, has cleared this up for you. Here's what he was yelling at the photogs.
Harvey, are you doing okay?
I'm hanging it. I'm trying my best.
Thank you, man.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Go follow.
All right. Well, she probably couldn't clear up all the things that he had to say, but he said, I got to get help, guys. And he was apparently on his way to the airport to fly to Arizona to go get some of that sex rehab help that he needs. 622 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tysons or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, how many of you hate going to the store? You like to sit on your couch and see what you need on your screen, and you order it, right? And it comes right to your home, and it's awesome and wonderful, and you don't even have to leave. Well, did you know you could do that with Home Improvement? You don't have to go from store to store looking at samples. 50 Floor will send one of their flooring experts to your home on your schedule, and they bring all the samples with them, so you can literally do it from your home. On the couch, you can see how the samples look in your home with your lighting, your furniture, your cabinets. It can be easier or more convenient than that, and they even make installation easy and convenient too, because they move all of your furniture for you, so there's no heavy lifting. It gets better. During the month of October, installation is free. So whether you're looking for carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl, just contact 50 Floor. Don't spend your time running around looking for the best deal, because they also have this free installation. And if you use the promo code WMAL on top of it, you get an additional $100 discount. It's amazing. Go to 50floor, 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com.
Honey, you awake?
You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have a couple big items this morning, unfortunately. So heads up for everyone, start in Arlington. If you typically take North Glebe Road or Military Road and your destination is heading over toward the Chain Bridge or Canal Road, not working. They're still dealing with a downed tree. Closed is North Glebe between Military and the Chain Bridge. This is not good, but crews have been working diligently and trying to get that cleared. Also, D.C. 295 southbound, just jammed here trying to get to the exit to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. It looks like they may have that right lane reopened. Southbound 295, even though still looking at delays as you merge off of 50 out of Chevrolet. Big delays, but it looks like we may have had just a change for the better here at the exit to the 11th Street Bridge. Still plan, though, for plenty of extra time needed. Interstate 95 VA heading into Woodbridge. I was just about to tell you about the crash, but they cleared it out of the center of the roadway. We're slow. Dale City off and on to 123. But it looks like lanes open. Southbound 95 still being diverted at 630 Courthouse Road due to a crash up ahead near Centerport Parkway involving a fuel spill. So southbound 95, you're being diverted over to Route 1. You can take that into Fredericksburg. Northbound side open. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically, and temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Somebody might stay near 70 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
Now, when you're talking about Harvey Weinstein, everyone was asking, hey, Hillary Clinton, good friends with Harvey Weinstein. She weighed in also on his campaign donations.
Finally.
Senator Blumenthal says that people should give back the money that he donated to them. He donated money to you directly and indirectly. Mm-hmm. Would you give the money back?
Well, there's no one to give it back to. What other people are saying, what my former colleagues are saying, is they're going to donate it to charity. And of course I will do that. I give 10% of my income to charity every year. This will be part of that. There's no doubt about it.
Right. Who's she going to give her husband's money to?
Took her 5 days, by the way, to make a comment. And keep watching the news for those women's rights marches against Hollywood, because I'm sure those will be happening. 628 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Did NBC News hold its fire on Harvey Weinstein, and did it misfire on President Trump? A lot of coverage of NBC this week. We'll tell you about it at 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll from the massive California wildfires has now reached 23, and nearly 300 more people are still missing as firefighters struggle to try and bring the fires under control.
It's very dynamic. These fires are changing by the minute.
Over 3,500 homes and businesses have already been destroyed. Among those who've lost their homes are firefighters battling the flames. More than 8,000 firefighters, 73 helicopters, and 30 air tankers are battling the blazes, among the worst in California history. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
It's been 3 weeks now since Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico, and the recovery is still going painfully slowly. 89% of the island still doesn't have power. 45 people are dead. At least 113 are still missing. If you're going to the Nationals-Cubs playoff game tonight at Nationals Park, be aware of this. The last Metro train will leave the Navy Yard station near the ballpark at 11:48 tonight. Now, the game is set to start at 8:08. Making it unlikely it'll be over by 11:48. The wife of a longtime Maryland congressman wants to be the next Maryland governor. 46-year-old Maya Rocky Moore Cummings has entered the race, becoming the second woman and third African-American to join the growing Democratic primary field. Former President Barack Obama will be in Richmond a week from today to campaign for Democrat Ralph Northam in the Virginia governor's race. Northam says he had a call from Mr. Obama about a month ago, pledging his help. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,873, the NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual, the Nationals host the Cubs tonight in the winner-take-all Game 5 of their National League Division Series. The Yankees beat the Indians to take that series in 5 games. NHL, the Caps lose to Pittsburgh. NBA preseason, the Wizards fall to Miami. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3pm at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9pm at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters. It's been about the volume this morning as we head through Urbana toward 109 and again out of Clarksburg into Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now, it's been anything but volume for Route 4 commuters. If you're eventually trying to get up toward Upper Marlboro, the crash northbound on Route 4 into Bristol before you get to 258. That was under police direction there. Also, DC 290. That's been a struggle since early on here. Accident southbound 295 at the exit ramp to the 11th Street Bridge. Looks like they have that to the shoulder, but as you come out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, watch for those hefty delays. Arlington closed because of a downed tree. Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. Virginia on 95 northbound in Woodbridge. Crash cleared to the shoulder. Delays from Dale City to Woodbridge. So that's the northbound direction. Northbound out of Stafford volume, but it's southbound 95 still being diverted at 630 Courthouse Road and over to Route 1 heading in toward the Fredericksburg area due to a crash on southbound 95 near Centerport Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll probably stay in the mid to upper 60s all day with a northeast breeze. Clouds, light rain showers and drizzle this morning with patchy fog and then cloudy this afternoon. Tonight near 60, suburbs 50, some rain showers. Tomorrow late day showers 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 65 in Stafford, 61 in Rockville, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Happy Thursday morning to you.
What a nightmare of a day, a Thursday Monday.
It'd be a very confusing day. At 7:35, joining us, Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation on the president's proposed tax plan. At 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. We'll talk world events, North Korea, Iran, Turkey. And at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord will be with us. He was at the president's rally last night on the tax plan, and that is what we are going to speak with him about. I'm Mary Walter, that guy there, that's Vince Colonies.
Yeah, I'm right here. Thanks a lot. The president of the United States, busy refuting the press. NBC has had a very interesting week. I want to start with yesterday's news. They had a story that earlier this year, the president of the United States asked for a tenfold increase to the U.S. nuclear arms supply. That President Trump was like, you know what we need to do? 10 times the nukes. Let's just 10 times it. NBC News published this piece alleging that he made the request this past summer after he saw a slide that displayed the reduction in American nuclear weaponry since the 1960s. Quote, according to the officials present, Trump's advisors, among them the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were surprised. Officials briefly explained the legal and practical impediments to a nuclear buildup and how the current military posture is stronger than it was at the height of the buildup. In interviews, they told NBC News that no such expansion is planned. Now, is this a true story? that the President of the United States asked for 10 times the nuclear weapons. General Jim Mad Dog, or as he likes to say, Chaos Mattis, is denying it entirely. He says there's no truth to it. In fact, he called the reports absolutely false in a statement. Recent reports that the president called for an increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal are absolutely false. This kind of erroneous reporting is irresponsible. The president of the United States also addressing this yesterday. Here he is.
No, I never discussed increasing it. I want it in perfect shape. That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately. No, I never discussed. I think somebody said I want 10 times the nuclear weapons that we have right now. Right now, we have so many nuclear weapons. I want them in perfect condition, perfect shape. That's the only thing I've ever discussed.
Just polished.
General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it. No, I want to have absolutely perfectly maintained, which we are in the process of doing, nuclear force. But when they said, I want 10 times what we have right now, it's totally unnecessary, believe me.
Totally unnecessary, believe me. So he's upset with them there. He also went after the press for just making up sources yesterday.
Do you think we should be living from what the press should write?
No, the press should speak more honestly. I mean, I've seen tremendously dishonest press. It's not even a question of distortion. Like the question that was just asked before about 10 times the nuclear capability. I know the capability that we have, believe me, and it is awesome. It is massive. And so when they make up stories like that, that's just made up. And the generals will tell you that. And then they have their sources that don't exist. In my opinion, they don't exist. They make up the sources. There are no sources.
They make up the sources. There are no sources. Also, the president going after network news last night, in a tweet last night, he tweeted, network news has become so partisan, distorted and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked. Not fair to public. So you can imagine the hornet's nest that kicked last night as everyone was trying to settle into dinner. The president of the United States says, no, get back to your newsrooms and whine about me some more. Boom! Just kicking that hornet's nest. Meanwhile, NBC's problems mount up this week as well. This idea that their reporter, Ronan Farrow, had tried for some time to get them to publish the Harvey Weinstein story that he ended up having to take to the New Yorker. Let's remind you, two nights ago, Ronan Farrow on Rachel Maddow's show, and she does the ballsy thing here, and she asks him, why did you publish this with the New Yorker and not with us?
Why did you end up reporting this story for the New Yorker and not for NBC News?
Look, you would have to ask NBC and NBC executives about the details of that story. I'm not going to comment on any news organization's story that they, did or didn't run. I will say that over many years, many news organizations have circled this story and faced a great deal of pressure in doing so.
He also went on to say, reacting to the idea that NBC had already begun pushing out there that night, that the story was not yet reportable at the time that he was bandying it about with NBC. Listen to his reaction.
NBC says that, you know, you didn't, that the story wasn't publishable, that it wasn't ready to go by the time that you brought it to them. But obviously it's ready to go by the time you got it into the New Yorker.
I walked into the door at the New Yorker with an explosively reportable piece that should have been public earlier. And immediately, obviously, the New Yorker recognized it's not accurate to say that it was not reportable. In fact, there were multiple determinations that it was reportable at NBC.
The president of NBC, Noah Oppenheim, said in a town hall meeting with staff yesterday that the stunning story, the incredible story that we all read yesterday, was not the story that we were looking at when we made our judgment several months ago. He said, quote, the notion that we would try to cover for a powerful person is deeply offensive to all of us. So are you buying this? Are you buying that NBC just, it was a half-baked story. They meant to go after Harvey Weinstein. They just didn't have enough firepower.
To quote Rachel Maddow.
To quote Rachel Maddow. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally.
My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only, and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window, or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, good morning on 66. Here we come, a little bit slow now as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway to get you off and on past 50 Fair Lakes Fair Oaks. It's the right lane block still. Looks like the arrow board crews are there to get you out of that right lane safely. Stay to the left to get by. Now, Interstate 95, here's the scoop. Earlier this morning, I should say an overnight crash involved a tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Still shut down southbound lanes of 95 in Stafford. You're being diverted at 630 Courthouse Road to take Route 1 southbound into Fredericksburg. You can join on from Centerport Parkway, southbound side. Now, northbound, your lanes are open. Northbound, earlier crash near the Occoquan 123. That has been cleared. DC 295 coming south off both 50 and the BW Parkway. Heavy heading down toward the 11th Street Bridge, but that crash has been cleared. It's a little bit better news there. Now, if you're heading, say, northbound 295, and then you take South Capitol Street to go north over the Douglas Bridge, we have a broken-down bus blocking a lane. Now, once you get by there, you're seeing Nats Park, and you're really excited to pass there. All lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much sunshine over the next 2 days. Temperatures now coming down just a bit. Yesterday, 75. Not much rain and some light rain showers around. Drizzle this morning and fog. Ugly morning. Cloudy this afternoon. Mid-upper 60s all day, so temperatures basically holding steady. Breezy tonight, 60 rain showers at times. 50 suburbs. On Friday, a few late-day showers and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now, get a free security check for your PC at Staples. Details in-store or staples.com/security. In-store only ends 10/28. Staples, it's pro time.
It's corn maze time. It's time for the family to go out into that maze in the field of corn and try to find your way through it with all sorts of clues and fun. Big
and avoiding creepy
fun.
Serial killers and things hiding within.
Stop. Well, at the Crazy Corn Maze in West Jordan near Salt Lake City in Utah, it seems that a family went into the corn maze and came out without their three-year-old and went home. They found a three-year-old crying, upset, scared, according to Kendall Schmidt, who is the co-owner of the corn maze. We were trying to calm him down. But they said, Schmidt said, it's not unusual for family members to get lost or separated in the corn maze, especially if you got little toddlers. You've got a toddler, and so you understand what it's like. They run around all over the place. It's hard to keep them in just one place. They're full of energy. So he said, you know, when someone first found the child, we weren't in panic mode right away. They waited about 30 minutes for the family to come looking for this little boy. And then an off-duty West Jordan police officer who was working at the maze took the boy to her patrol car. She's off-duty, but still driving the patrol car to the corn maze. Gave him a teddy bear, put Finding Dory on her laptop for him to watch, and security personnel started to search. And they go through the maze with a bullhorn if a child gets separated trying to find the family. Like, count your children. Do you have them all? And it became evident that the family was not in the maze, so we just kept waiting and hoping that the parents would realize that they left the child. They did at 7:45 the next morning when they called the police. They went all night without the child. 7:45 the next morning, they called the police. Now, I think that parents sometimes lose a child. It happens, right? But you realize way before 7:45 the next morning, but the police officer said, we don't know about the family, but they live in a home with multiple families, and a group of them had gone to the maze together Monday night. So they don't know if the family was with a division of family.
This is what happens when you have a lot of children. Occasionally you lose one.
Yeah, I guess if you go in a group, you just wait till the next day and hope they surface.
I'm glad everyone's reunited. 6:50 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Attention Washington area real estate investors or anyone looking for dockable waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay. Here's an opportunity to own not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door. This exclusive development is being offered for pennies on the dollar. This Saturday, October 14th, Water's Edge is offering 3.5 acres of deep dockable waterfront for only $69,900. Get 5 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $29,900. That's half the price for premium land. Call 800-684-4611 now to reserve your earliest priority appointment for this Saturday, October 14th. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available, no time limit to build. Call 800-684-4611 now.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53, let's see how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Anninger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. All three major indexes finished at all-time highs yesterday, but futures this morning are mixed so far. Everybody's waiting for some earning reports. We're pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street at the moment. Markets are mixed in Europe, mostly higher in Asia, where they've been hitting record highs there. Crude oil is ticking a little lower this morning, still above $50 a barrel. Emergency services executives in Northern California will will assess their communication systems. They may be seeking help from Silicon Valley companies. Wind is spreading those fast-moving fires again this morning. Last weekend, officials had texted, called, and emailed residents to flee, but people were in bed, asleep at midnight when the fires came down on many communities. The death toll is now at least 23. Earnings season does officially start this morning. First quarterly reports coming from Dow Components, Citibank, and JP Morgan Chase in just moments. Your flight to Hawaii is getting cheaper. Discount airline Southwest has announced plans to fly to Honolulu next year. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
This is Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. I know it's my responsibility and no one else's to make my home a safe place. It's my job to check that my doors and my windows are all locked before I leave the house or I go to bed. I know it's my job to leave the porch lights on in the evening. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here with me. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it, criminals know it, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary with their no theft guarantee. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at notheftguarantee.com. That's notheftguarantee.com. Ackerman Security Systems, the sign of real security.
6:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I want to start on 66. With delays through Manassas Centerville existing still. We had some activity before 29 Centerville. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. And then we're bunched up to try to get toward 123. We have the accident along the right side. You see the flashing arrow board there. Heading south on 95 at the exit for 644. That's where crews are dealing with the crash on that exit. Looks like they're stopping a traffic at the beginning of the exit ramp. Then beyond, it's been the long-standing incident. Finally, some better news. In Stafford, southbound 95, they're releasing traffic now near Centerport Parkway. They're no longer diverting traffic onto 630 Courthouse Road. Northbound side, open through that stretch. And over the Douglas Bridge, it's a broken-down bus with a fuel leak here. So if you're coming north off of 295 or the Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up to get across South Capitol Street into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically. And temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Somebody might stay near 70 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
67 degrees, 656 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res Deep Clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Okay, the gubernatorial race in Virginia pushes on, and now we're getting some big names. We're all jumping in to do all the heavy lifting, try and do some promotion here. President Obama is setting a date now to campaign for Ralph Northam. He's going to make his first public foray into electoral politics since leaving office for Ralph Northam. He will stump for him at an October 19th rally in Richmond. That's next Thursday. That's look forward to that. Northam's campaign has announced that yesterday. He will, quote, discuss the need for the next governor to create economic opportunity for all Virginians, no matter who you are or where you're from. So Obama jumping back into the fray. By the way, with Obama jumping in and Ralph Northam being as specifically anti-Trump as he has, why not? I mean, why don't you expect that the former president of the United States will spend some of his time going after the current?
I think this is part of the Democrats' strategy to make this a referendum on the president, to make this about President Trump, so that if the Republican loses, if Gillespie loses, then you're going to see them. They can say, see, look. This is because President Trump isn't popular. We're gaining. That's what this is going to be about. And I think that's why you're going to see former President Obama in Virginia campaigning. And he also loves the limelight, so why not?
Also, other big names that are coming in. Joe Biden is visiting Northern Virginia this weekend, campaigning with Ralph Northam, The former vice president. And the current vice president will appear with Ed Gillespie at a rally in Abingdon this Saturday. So there's all the big guns are coming out. There is one notable big gun who's not out, and that's Donald Trump. I don't see the president of the United States yet with a scheduled visit, although President Trump did endorse Ed Gillespie last week, Thursday, in a tweet. You remember seeing that, despite the fact that the president's name really didn't come up in the final debate between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam.
Well, it could be that maybe the Gillespie campaign doesn't want him to campaign for him. We don't know that. Listen, he also has his hands full. We've had, hurricanes in Houston, in Florida, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. You've got these wildfires in California, health care, tax reform. And then you've got North Korea and Iran. You've got a lot. He's got a lot on his plate, so he may not have time for that.
Maybe. Maybe, or maybe there's some strategy involved here with keeping President Trump out of Virginia specifically. Although Ed Gillespie's campaign laughing off Biden and Obama all coming in for Northam saying the following: how many Democratic surrogates is it going to take to drag the lieutenant governor across the finish line? Virginians deserve to hear from candidates directly in their own voices about their own ideas and proposals. That's David Abrams, Gillespie's spokesman. Although, again, they're getting the Pence lift this weekend, so at least one Republican's going to help drag him. So we'll see. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right. The Boy Scouts have announced that they're going to welcome girls in. Is that a good thing, more inclusiveness, or is that a bad thing?
Hello, ladies. And then Steve Moore is a Heritage Foundation economist, but importantly, an advisor.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.